Good morning, and welcome to Food Talk. I'm Marianne Myers, and I am joined, as always, by my fabulous co-host, Linda Perkins. Good morning, Linda.
Look how perky I am.
you are always perky.
Aww.
But now you're perky in red,
yes,
so, you
yes.
know, that's even more.
Well, I was out birding this morning on this side of the road, you know, and so I wanted to make something that, or wear something that made me visible so I wouldn't get run over.
Do you continue to go birding during, like, hunting seasons?
Oh, see, that's actually, you know, I'm from Minnesota, and that's a big deal there. We, you know, dress our dogs and ourselves in bright orange that whole time because, man, people are just shooting just randomly. Like you know, I mean, it's really, really something, but that doesn't seem to happen here. People seem to be a lot more orderly about their guns.
Actually looking at what they want to shoot and aiming for it.
And that's funny. I haven't really ever thought of that, but my life is, I don't have to think about that here. Not only am I not going to freeze to death, but I don't have to think about being randomly shot by somebody with six fingers.
So many bonuses in the Lower Columbia Pacific neighborhood. Really, so many. It's food talk, so I feel oddly compelled to talk about food.
Sorry.
No, at least part of the time, which is the best we ever do.
Yeah.
So I wonder what you've been cooking.
So it's just that time of year that everything produce is so glorious. And we say that every summer, but it's just true. Cantaloupe is so good. The peaches are just extraordinary this year. There's some kind of variety called Sweet Sue, too, that I just don't even think I've had a better peach. And I don't know that I had that variety before. There's so many different varieties of peaches.
Yes.
You know?
And for most of them, I was reading a little quote from Sam Sifton recently, who said, you know, it's stone fruit season and it peaches. And if you can eat peaches all summer long, and if you get two good ones, you're lucky. And that's true.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Yeah.
Unless you're buying them from an orchardist or something like that. But when you go to the grocery store, you're just... it's a crapshoot with peaches, especially. I think I've been having more luck with nectarines.
Okay,
but regardless, so delicious. And
but we are lucky that we do have orchardists that come all this way from the valley where the dirt is so dark and so deep. You know, and they come to our farmers markets, and that's really, really lucky, because I'm sure coastal peaches are not, like, you know, winning any awards.
Are there ever even any?
I don't know.
But also, anything that's trucked in from, another state is always, it's hard as a rock, but it's not bruised. It just doesn't taste like anything.
Shelf stable. Oh, you know what I did? I'm so sorry.
No,
How would any
of us know what you did?
Well, you know how I've got my undies all in a twist about yellow onions, how they're not yellow. Yellow onions
we
anymore.
Do know that.
Yes. And so when we were on the air last time, I said, and I have to buy a 50-pound bag, you know, to get real yellow onions. And I went to the restaurant supply store to get a 50-pound bag, and they're those same sweet onions. So the problem with those is, one, they don't taste like yellow onions.
They don't taste like sweet onions. I know you
they
call.
They kind of taste like nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that you liken them to sweet onions because they're not yellow onions and because of they're big.
Yeah.
But they aren't. Sweet onions.
They're not as good. Yeah. But they don't do that really delicious thing that yellow onions do when you saute them.
Right.
Till they're just a little bit brown. And I want that flavor in something. So, I went and they only had the wimpy, papery, big onions that are called yellow onions.
It's so weird.
Yeah, because it doesn't, they have no shelf life. So they haven't increased shelf life. And sweet onions have always been more expensive than yellow onions, so I would think that they were more expensive to grow.
I don't know if there is a chef's union, but there's enough chefs in this country to put up a stink about stuff like this. You know, they're having to sweat onions down to nothing.
Yeah.
And after all that work, not having what they expect to have.
Well, and it's funny because I can't get that onion that I remember from very recently. I can't get it anywhere now, and that's such a shock to me.
Yeah, shoot. Are yellow potatoes, Yukon Golds. There aren't any.
But that was explained to me, and that's because they just have so much trouble not being rotten in the middle, And then it's so much trouble keeping them. It's a shelf life thing that they're really, really hard to keep.
Oh.
And so then I understand why they did that, but I just don't understand. Yellow onions, real ones, are cheaper and they have a longer shelf life. So, man, I just don't get it. Oh, poor Linda.
Somebody do something.
Oh, poor Linda.
All the onion lovers. And I was just looking at a recipe that came across my phone recently that I really want to try for braised peppers and onions. Did you see that one?
No, uh-uh.
Ooh, but see, you really would need an exceptionally good onion for that. So.
Well, because it's half the dish.
Yeah, it's pretty much actually all the dish. Well, there's some peppers in there. So, yeah, I was thinking in trying to cough up something I had actually cooked since last time we talked. And I have cooked some things, but it's summer and tomatoes and corn mm-hmm. and stone fruits and all of that stuff is so good mm-hmm. that I don't even want to cook it. I just don't want to.
I know,
just
want to
slice
it.
I mean, my idea of cooking these days is I will actually use a tomato to make a caprese salad, but I'm not going to cook anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to. I'm going to eat the plum. You know, we're going to have corn on the cob. I'm not going to make my favorite corn and tomato casserole, which I love, but. Frozen corn is just delicious, and that's fine for a casserole.
Make it in the winter.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. So, yeah.
Did you see there was something in the New York Times about the most perfect BLT you could ever make?
Yes.
Did you read that?
Yes.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. I laugh at that article. Ha, ha, ha. That guy knows nothing. Oh, he's such a city boy as far as sandwiches are concerned.
You do? So, yeah, are you serious?
Yes, because...
Okay. It sounds really good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because first of all, it had a big hunk of iceberg like you sliced it like a steak. Well, iceberg, my God, you'll die. And then...
Why?
Well, because of the parasite that's in iceberg
but
they know that and they printed it like in the last 2 weeks
and they have talked plenty in essay form about whether or not to avoid all leafy greens blah mm-hmm. blah blah, and I get it, and I haven't bought anything at a store mm-hmm. but I have bought from local farmers mm-hmm. because I know that they're watering with clean water mm-hmm. and they're not using chemicals mm-hmm. and all of that stuff and the best odds. And how can you go through summer without lettuce?
I know,
or
but,
some form
but this
of lettuce?
Is iceberg. That is the criminal bad thing in this whole
one of the things.
Cyclospora.
So now they've discovered other things.
Yeah. But it's the big one. And then they said you fry the bacon but you don't want it crispy. So you've got rubber bacon, so suddenly you're really chewing your sandwich. And then they do the hot mayonnaise thing.
Sorry. You've done plenty with warm using it for a glaze or something. I'm saying that this is the prime and quintessential example of there ain't no accounting for taste.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, in everything, not just food.
Yeah.
In everything. Certainly fashion. And music and everything we live and breathe. Yeah. But I actually clipped that. I saved that recipe because I was like, oh, that sounds great. And tomato season.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I will have iceberg lettuce. Absolutely.
All right.
Or maybe leaf lettuce. We got some really beautiful leaf lettuce coming from our local producers right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that if crunch is what you're after, throw a few potato chips in there.
Well, and then tomatoes, you're talking about tomatoes. I was thinking about them the other day. So, and I'm so spoiled in the summer about tomatoes. So we have friends that grow those really good Willamette ones I was talking about. And so they'll bring over what they call a hubcap of tomatoes.
Yeah.
I think that's such a great measuring device. So we eat them and we eat them, but you can't eat them all in one day. And you can't eat them all in 3 days. So it's the ones that are at the scraggly end. They've been on the counter for, 5 days a week. And so it's funny because as they sit on the counter, they lose a little bit of their flavor.
Oh.
So maybe instead of being 100% because, oh my God, it's summer and the tomatoes and this is such a good variety, it's at 90%. And I'm so spoiled that I'm like, meh, my tomato's at 90%. Whereas I've willingly eaten winter tomatoes,
yeah,
you know, that are hard and
that don't taste like anything.
No, and they're
but
not
they're
even
red.
20%. Exactly, exactly. I'm like, here's your BLT, honey. I thought it was funny that I was recognizing that I was so tomato spoiled, you know.
Well, it's easy this time of year for sure. For sure.
But yeah,
I'm trying to buy them one or two at a time right now because I don't want to, I want them to be perfect and we can eat that many in 24 hours.
Do you remember that essay? It was something like the $3,000 tomato, and it was just, it was decades ago, and it was just, it was famous. It was about some guy who was going to grow tomatoes, and it ended up costing him $3,000 a tomato. And so I never feel bad about spending a lot of money for good heirloom, vine ripened tomatoes. Yeah, because they're not $3,000. I remember that article so much.
And I think that this time of year, I mean, how much would you spend for all the ingredients in a tossed green salad if you're just going to have a big old plate of tomatoes, which is serving the same purpose at your table? It doesn't matter if your tomato costs twice as much as it's going to cost 3 months from now. You know, it doesn't matter. It's so delicious.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And also, interestingly, we have at least one local producer who is producing really tasty strawberries in August.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And has been for, I've been getting them at the online market probably for 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, wow.
And they're yum. And blackberries and blueberries. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I know.
So something happened with the Hatch chili harvest, and I really like Hatch
chilies.
Yeah,
what's going on?
I don't really know, but Main Street Market normally, one day a year, they call some guy in, and he's got a big, you know, burner that he fires up, and then fire roasts the chilies. Like, you buy as many chilies as you want, and you take them outside, and he roasts them. It's really great, but they had to cancel that this year because they couldn't get chilies. Tom said it was because of the weather. Something about the weather hurt the crop. And then the roadside cafe down in Hammond, you know, they do a similar thing, but they do it for themselves. But they make a production of it. You know, they have Tom outside. Oh, isn't that funny? They're both named Tom. Main Street Market and, oh, that's so funny. And the roadside cafe. But Tom's outside and he roasts them. And they roast their chilies for the year so that they can have, you know, chili omelets and stuff like that. And they said they could only get one case this year. That was it.
Wow.
So I don't know what's up. I really like the flavor of them. There's grocery stores around that can get the mild, the medium, the hot, and the extra hot. And it's really nice to have the hotness like pinpointed that much. I do really like that. But I love the flavor of them. And I'm sorry that something happened to them this year, you know?
That's a shame. Every year it's something, right?
Yeah. Do you like them?
Yeah, I love them. But I love chilies.
Just any chilies? Okay.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Well, any that are available to me.
Oh, yeah.
I have not tasted a chili I don't love.
Okay.
So, yes. And I have had in the past a bottle of just Hatch chili sauce.
Okay.
You know, like hot sauce, but not hot. So very good in a million things like omelets and that kind of thing. Really good. I think at this moment, because I am suddenly... at a loss for words, I'm going to take a moment and remind everybody that Food Talk is a co-production of KMUN Community Radio and North Coast Food Web, the home of the online market. If you haven't checked that out, you might want to do so at northcoastfoodweb.org and also visit us at kmun.org, would you? So,
hey, someone posed an interesting question. So, you know, I keep a lot of stuff in my freezer. So if something happened and I needed like to have a bunch of people over for dinner that night, I would have lasagna or I would have soup or, you know, there's something I could pull out and do. But what they asked is what would you do if all of a sudden there were 20 people at your house and you had to feed them, you had to have it ready in an hour. And it's what you have in your house right now. And I thought that was a pretty interesting question.
Yeah, it's a very
interesting question. Because it's hard to thaw, you know, like big bricks of soup out. And I couldn't get a lasagna cooked.
Actually, it takes 5 minutes. I just did it last night. Last night I went all out and we had herb cheese toast and tomato soup.
Oh, yeah.
And a big bowl of strawberries.
Okay. But you can thaw soup for you guys, but if you had 20 people,
yeah.
You know, it's just, I just don't think it could be done.
Well, I think it's a really great, you know, practice, a thing to think about, but that would never happen at my house. I would never have 20 people at the last moment. And if they were... If I did, and they were there at dinner time, they would be taking me out for dinner, because I'm not gonna. I don't think at any point in my life I would be willing to put up with that.
And I was trying to think of a scenario where something like that might happen, like if it was, you know, like a death in Dale's family or something like that. Like my family, I'd be like, go someplace. But you know, when you have to like be polite, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway.
But it's on. I mean. It's an unlikely scenario that it would be last minute.
Yeah.
But I have a pantry we could live out of for a very long time. And I always have, I have discovered really, I mean, now we're talking about, you know, what you like and dislike and, or what you like most. And mm-hmm. I have finally, after a very long period of research over years, found a jarred tomato sauce that I really, really like.
Okay.
And so I always have that. I always have pasta in the freezer and also pasta dry. And I have, even though I'm only cooking for one, essentially, I can come up with something that looks like dinner on very short notice. I'm really getting, Tom really likes pasta. So if I make pasta for him once a week, I don't think he feels like he's being punished.
Yeah. He's not.
He is
well,
not.
I think I would do that. I think I would boil up whatever kind of pasta I had.
Yeah.
And then in our family, we've always made macaroni and brown butter. So you brown butter up. And I don't know if the seven of you know how to brown butter, but you put butter in a... saucepan, and a small one, and you put it over medium heat and you let it melt, and then it will start to, does it sizzle first?
Sizzly, yeah. Bubbly.
Yeah, it sizzles and then it's quiet and it starts to foam, and you can see the foam in the middle is kind of turning, you know, light brown. And so at that point I have a silicone spatula that's heat proof. And so then I start stirring it a little, and you just let the butter get browner and browner and browner. You don't let it get black because then it's burnt. And then when it feels like it's pretty dark brown, then you just pour it over whatever you're going to pour it out of. You want to get it out of your blazing hot pan because it'll continue to cook even if you take it off the heat. And it's just brown butter is nutty and delicious. And it's also got all those brown little milk solid pieces. And so they just kind of make the macaroni look more interesting than butter noodles. But I think I would make that. I would, you know, you can thaw pretty much anything in a sink full of hot water in a Ziploc or, you know, a zip top bag. And so I think I would just thaw whatever meat I had and then grill that, like, you know, chicken or pork tenderloin.
Shrimp, prawns do really well, too, with that quick thaw method.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good idea.
Yeah, and they cook in no time.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Oh, prawns and brown butter over pasta.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be scampi.
I guess we didn't invent it, did we?
Garlic, lots of garlic.
Yeah, my gosh.
Yeah,
that would be perfect. And then just whatever vegetables I had, whether it looked like they should be a salad or they should be steamed, just whatever I had.
Yeah.
And so I think I could do it.
Would it be fun?
Oh, God, no. You know that. I mean, you know that for sure. There's no lying about that. This is nothing.
Yeah. No, I don't need any help. It's like, get the hell out of my kitchen. I'm mad right now.
Especially something like that. I mean, you have to be like so strict on a timeline, you know.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, oh, this is what a spoon is.
Well, somebody's gluten-free, somebody's dairy-free.
Good Lord, I didn't even think of that.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a real thing, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you really do. That would be 20 incredibly rude people. Unforgivably rude. You would have to say to them, did you bring something? Did you bring dinner? Because I got chairs. Oh, my God.
I don't.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you know what that reminds? Remember that time that we were supposed to How many was it? Was it supposed to be 7 people over and they showed up as 13?
Yes.
Remember that? And I don't have 13 plates. I don't have 13 chairs. I don't have 13 beds.
Oh,
I mean,
my
that
God.
Was really something. That's so, I guess I have lived through a somewhat similar situation.
Yes. Yes. Wasn't it pretty much hell on earth?
Well, no, I just said, get thee to a hotel.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And then we went out because I really couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it and enjoy myself. And that's, they were visiting. I wanted to enjoy myself.
Yeah.
And so I was really proud of myself for doing
yes.
that because it was a lot of money, but it didn't suck.
Yes.
So I guess I have no right being asked that question then about the 20 people because
oh,
I couldn't
know,
even do 13.
It's a poser. It's not a it's not a thing you need to be prepared for because there's always a defense.
Oh, I haven't thought about that in a long time. I wish you could have seen me though because they're like piling out like it's a clown car, right? And then I just look at Dale and I'm like, Plan B.
Oh my gosh. That is such a nasty surprise.
I know. And I love them all, you know, but all together it was really something.
Please.
I forgot about that.
Do you ever use ghee? Do you ever cook with ghee?
You know, they're like if I'm making come on brain, béarnaise, you know, I'll clarify butter.
Yeah.
But I don't buy ghee and I don't I really don't and I don't know why but I'm always just lazy and I just use butter when it calls
well,
for it.
I use butter too but I usually have a jar of ghee in the fridge just because it has a higher
There's
you know
more,
it's
the
more
solids
yeah. And you still get some flavor so I mean there's no substitute for butter
yeah and I don't know why I think it's just refrigerator space and then
oh yeah
just because I bake I always have a lot of butter so
yeah
and then because I don't care enough about whatever it is that I'm making you know that that the milk solids are going to hurt it and so I always just use butter instead
yeah,
I'm lazy
I'm not and even if I didn't have a jar of ghee I wouldn't be clarifying butter
yeah.
You know what I mean hotel butter let the hotel have it the hotel can have all that hotel butter that you want but I do find ghee useful under certain things because it you know I'm going to get a little flavor and I'm going to be able to make something really hot, you know, fry something at a high temperature.
Speaking of browned butter.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what it's good
yeah.
for.
And I know you don't have room in your refrigerator for a jar of ghee because you have like a gallon jar of, what is it? The
buttermilk?
Oh, well, maybe, but...
There's a lot of buttermilk brewing
in there.
That
about
takes up a lot of room.
The big jar of the spice that was not available for a while, and then you bought a great big sambal, maybe?
Oh, yes. Oh, I know. It's like my laundry detergent container of sambal, of which I've used 1/17th.
Because you need a tablespoon at a time.
I remember you couldn't get it anywhere, right? And then they had like the restaurant supply, you know, for, you know, the entire chain of restaurants to divide up.
Yeah.
Good Lord. And it was my birthday. I'm like, it's my birthday. I'm going to spend $50 on sambal. You know, it's just so gigantic. Oh.
Well, it's no wonder you have no room in your fridge.
And then people I knew that used it, I'd have them over. I'm like, you know, I bought this big thing of sambal. Would you like it? And then I'd put it in a quart jar and give it to them. I'm like, here you go. You know?
Oh my gosh.
It's so
it is
good.
It is so delicious.
Oh, do you remember that my very favorite chili crisp was discontinued? Chili oil was discontinued?
Yes.
I mean, it was gone. It wasn't out of stock. It wasn't on the website for the manufacturer. Nowhere on Amazon. Nowhere where I'd bought it before. No stores. It was gone. It was discontinued. And somehow it reappeared. It's like 2 years later and it's back. Isn't that the most wonderful thing?
Yes, but mysterious.
Yeah, and it's not a scam. You know how they're like, get your hopes up.
Yeah.
Oh, here's that thing you love so much and you've talked about online and we didn't just listen. It's here. But it, I bought some. It's back. And I'm so happy. It's so delicious. And maybe it's just delicious to me, but I love it. And it's back.
Oh.
When does that ever happen?
I love chili. I don't know. I mean, I can't cite an instance. You're the only one.
Well, and then there's other chili crisps, and I'm sure they're just fine. But
I've tried them all. They aren't all just fine. But it isn't even that. It is what you like.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
And so it was so funny because that one, it came in the mail, and it was the right one, and I tasted it, and it was right. And so I'm at my refrigerator. I'm like, chuck, 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 chuck. call the ones that I tried because I didn't love any of them individually. And then I got the, like, you know, mathematical thing of, I'll just mix two parts of this and one part that. And, you know, I was trying to concoct something that I really loved. And it was just so fun. Poor Dale. Chuck, 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 chuck. Don't come over here. You'll get hit by chili crisp.
Oh, my gosh. I love chili crisp. And I... we'll put it in many things that probably don't call for it, but I know that it can help.
Yeah.
Or it can make it like a brand new thing, maybe. I just do so love it.
Yeah. And Dale, it's not that he doesn't like spicy things. It's that spicy things don't like him.
Yeah.
And so I don't make things very spicy, and then I can just gob some on, and it's so delicious.
Yes, it is. It's really good in tuna.
Oh, yeah.
It's good in everything, but I mean,
I have never tried it in tuna, but that totally makes sense.
Yeah, it's totally delicious. And I just made myself a batch of tuna the other day because Tom would much rather have a roast beef or a grilled cheese sandwich or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I really like tuna. And I did the standard amount of chopped up onions and seeded cucumber and all kinds of celery. I grated a carrot, and then I put like a tablespoon of chili crisp in it and stirred it up, and it was so good.
Oh, that's a really, really good idea.
I recommend. Highly recommend. Really delicious. And I like tuna in, you know, the little toasted squares of nori, size?
Yeah.
Just a teaspoon of tuna in that and eat
it. Fold it in half and eat it? Yeah.
Yep. It's easy. It doesn't require any dishes whatsoever. You can eat it at your desk neatly.
Yeah. What are those little Japanese sandwich things? Nigiri? No, that's not right. I'm sorry, I'm not going to remember. But you take some kind of meat, like it could be that tuna you talked about. Then you put a little rice ball around it.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
you fold it in a triangle.
Yeah. And you can get molds for it. I see beautiful handmade perfect triangles all the time.
Yeah.
But for me, I would get a little mold.
Yeah.
But I just put it in a rice ball.
Yeah.
And then wrap a little belt of nori around it, and it's a delicious snack.
Yeah, it seems like that is like a form of food that should be more popular in America. You know, it's just, it's a pretty perfect thing.
It is a pretty perfect thing.
And
I see it showing up more in, like you can get that onigiri at supermarkets that have a sushi counter.
Okay.
You will often see those now.
Okay.
Because we may be slow to catch on, but we get it eventually. And it is a very cool lunch. It's a fabulous substitute for a sandwich.
Yeah, it really is.
It's all the same sort of deal as far as your body is concerned, but as far as your taste buds are concerned, it's a whole new world.
Yeah. And I've been trying to eat the same thing for breakfast for a while now, and man, variety is the spice of life.
Yes.
I can't do it. I can't.
I don't think we should. There's a reason why, because you're smart. You're not supposed to eat the same thing all the time.
Yeah.
I remember my younger brother, when he was like in grade school, and his best friend got hooked on carrots, wanted to just eat nothing but carrots, ate so many carrots he turned orange. Seriously?
Oh, I know that that's possible.
Oh, my God.
It happened to my friend Georgia.
Probably it's a good thing that we're almost out of time, Linda Perkins. We're almost out of time.
We've meandered down a strange path.
Oh, my gosh.
Georgia's orange nose.
Would you like to sing us out?
Sure. Red pepper, yellow pepper, green pepper. Is this really singing? Red light.
It's an intro.
Yellow light, green light. I'm driving my vegetables. I'm driving my green edibles. I'm driving my vegetables around. I am driving my broccoli, my Fibonacci broccoli. I'm driving a bushel of corn home. Go forth, Astoria, and buy some corn. It is that time of year.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Marianne. So nice to see you.
You too.